Cross.
Hey Ador Sheini, Tuesday the 12th of March, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, Chazora, 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 and then more Chazora.
Okay, good morning gentlemen.
Good morning.
As Hashem, speak about, as you guessed from the title, speaking a little bit about Chazora, and why that's important, and also it connects to in Yonah de Yoma, perhaps, that Be'ez Hashem, we have an event this evening where also bringing out the idea of the importance of Chazara. But I'd like to...
Just say that again, sorry.
Yeah. I'll say it again at the end, it's fine.
Chazara.
I'll do Chazara. Yeah, tell you, a number of times. So, you know, sometimes it's important to understand not just what about... saying, oh, it's important to do Chazara. Well, actually, I don't understand. What is the inyan here? What is it? We need to explain this as a topic. Every topic in Torah is a sukkah. It means you have to understand what it's about. What does it mean? Why should we have to do this? You know, somebody once mentioned to me, there's a Gemara that says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him the Torah, and he forgot it. He taught him the Torah again, and he forgot. Again, forgot. He just wouldn't go in. Until finally Hashem gave it to him as a matana, he gave it to him as a gift. So this person used to say, I'm like Moshe Rabbeinu before he got the gift. I'm holding on that level, yeah? I learn, I forget. The Maisa, even if a person learns, a person puts time in learning, everything is, it's important to do that. It's important to learn, and we all forget. However, being Parshas Zohar, Shabbos, about remembering, We also have a mitzvah once a year, not to forget Amalek. So clearly, the Stam Shikra is Yubes Chedesh, okay? This year is in question. But we forget things, that's normal. Everybody forgets things. But what do you forget? And why do you forget it? We only forget certain things. There are people, I had this guy once in my shir, a boy in school, and he told me, Gemara's not for him, he can't learn. Yeah, nothing goes in, doesn't remain, he can't learn. And this guy, if you asked him the football scores from that season, he could tell you everything. Upside, every score. I said, you're unbelievable. You know so much. How could you possibly say that you just don't have the ability to learn a Gemara? What's the answer? The answer is very simple. He doesn't care about Gemara, and he does care about the football. But that's normal for a kid of his age. And that's why, not that he lacked any intelligence, he just... lacked the connection. He had no connection to Torah or to Gemara. So it goes in one and out the other because they have no connection. They used to say about Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is the story they say, that they said, how do you remember everything? It's true. It's definitely true that Rav Moshe was a god. But nonetheless, we don't hide behind that. We take what he said. He said, when something is so beloved to you, you love it so much, you don't forget it. There are people that have a craze about different things. One guy will be into into cars. That guy knows every car. There's a person I know who knows everybody's number plate. In basically, whoever you are, he knows your number. He knows your number. How does he do that? Because he loves that. That's his thing, right? People have different things. They collect things, they're into things. Those things they're into, they know. They know about them. They become the world's expert. How come all of a sudden? Because they're into them. That is, what you remember is things that connect to you. You remember things, and the deeper you connect to something, the more you remember it. Simply because it means a lot to you. And people often say phrases, I will never forget the time when. You know why? Because it was a big impact. Everybody remembers. Where were you? You know, Twin Towers, when they went down. Everybody can tell you. I was actually, Baruch Hashem, I was in the main base medrash of Yeshivas Mir. Main message of Yeshiva Smir, and I remember there's a clap on the bimah, and everyone all of a sudden started saying Tehillim. We didn't know what had happened. We thought there'd been some sort of terrible terror attack. Mamash, it was all over the place. You know what was going on? People were davening. Everybody, you remember big events, things that make an impact. You remember where you are. You know, it's very interesting that sometimes in the Gemara you'll often find that the Amora was standing in this particular place when he said this idea. Okay, there's a basic lesson. Even when they're walking in the street, they're talking in Torah. But there's also, you know, we remember. Oh, and do you know what? We often remember those things better than we actually remember the thing. Oh, I remember. I was in such and such a place. Things that make an impact, you remember. Which means that we need to absorb things. And it's a Rashi in this week's Parsha, Rabbi Sai. Rashi in this week's Parsha. Rashi tells us. We have a Chumash here at hand. Thank you. Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Rashi asks, because it says that, because both are called to Moshe, Vayikra and Moshe. And Rashi tells us, Hashem spoke to him only during the times where we see the letters in the Torah. When there's a gap, Ma'arav Sokos Misham says, what's the point of the gaps in the Torah? It's Rashi. This was time for Moshe to be misboinin, to think about what he just learnt. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu had the best Rebbe. He was learning from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the best Rebbe, and he was for sure the best Talmud. And he, even he, needed time to absorb and to take in what he'd learnt. What are those times? The gaps in the Torah. Kal v'chaymer, us. We don't have the best Rebbe necessarily, and we're not necessarily the best Talmidim. We need time. People need to absorb things. You need to take it in. It needs to become part of you. And the more it becomes part of you, the more you will remember it because it's important and it links to who you are. That's the chashivus of Torah. Torah, we're not interested in a person, stam, looking at Torah from the outside, going to visit. You know, it cringes. I sometimes take people, visits to Eretz Yisrael. The most cringe moment for me is to take a group of people into Yeshivas Mir as a bunch of tourists. Like, to anybody. Like, you go into Yeshiva and you, like, walk around. It's so cringe. You're not tourists. This is our home. It's a shul. It's amazing, you know. And even if, yeah, and I'm sure you've all had this phenomenon. Let's say you go on a tour and you go to Prague and you go visit a shul. And you're there, and then another tour group comes in of Chinese people come to look at the place. You're very different. This is your shul. You can get up and daven mincha here, right? This is your shul. You're not a visitor. I might have to take a picture. They're visitors. This is your shul. You've never been here before. Doesn't matter. This is your home. This is part of who you are. So you have to realize that Torah is not something we just look at from the outside, observe as the person gives the shiur and thinks, okay, yeah, it's something to do with me. No, it's very much to do with us. Torah is ours. You're not visiting the Beis HaMedrash. It's yours. Every person in the Klal Yisrael is part of the Beis HaMedrash. Now, so that means that you have to make the Torah yours as much as you possibly can. Whatever we learn, we need to try and bring it into ourselves. And that's why I want to explain something which is often misunderstood. There's a big machlokes. I think usually after you leave yeshiva and you've been out of yeshiva for a number of years, this machlokes dies down a little bit. But there's a big machlokes between how should you learn? Should it be learning more be'iyun in depth? Or should you learn breadth of bekiyus? The Gemara has a machlokes about it. What's better? Sinai or Ikaharim? Do you learn breadth or do you learn depth? Which one? Rabbi Sai, both are very important. But both have a common denominator between them. If you're missing that common denominator, then you've not got Iyun and you've not got Bekius. And that is the following. The Torah has to connect to you. Whether you're going this way down, you're looking in a Rashba and a Ritva and all the Mepharshim and everything else, if you're just turning the pages and just reading it and it's not actually going anywhere, that's not called learning in depth. That's reading lots of material on the topic, but you're not actually thinking about it, you're not actually going into it. It's not actually connecting with you. It's just a superficial read. You're reading the Rashba Ritva, whatever it is, like you would read a newspaper. Right? That's not connecting to it. Same too. If learning Bekius, learning in breadth, is just simply turning pages, you're missing a lot. You're missing because it's not connecting. You're just waving as the train goes past. What makes a difference to a person is how much the Torah impacts them. Whether you're learning in depth or whether you're learning breadth. The question is, are you absorbing it? That's all. Are you absorbing it? If you're absorbing it, if it's going in, and that means, by the way, my person has to be careful. That means if you're in a shiur where, for example, they're learning a lot of material. It's not me. The Ramban says this. When you leave, you say to yourself, you know what, I can't remember any of that shiur. Let me at least remember one point from that shiur. One point, you might say, oh, joke, one point. You get a 45-minute pilpul, all you can remember is one point. But if you don't say, I'm going to try and remember that one point, you're going to end up remembering no points whatsoever. So you walk away, you say, you know, what can I take away? One thing. Try and absorb something. If you absorb it, it makes an impact. The more you absorb, the more it goes in. The more it goes in, the more it's part of you. The more it's part of you, you're not going to forget it. And by the way, it's cyclical. The more you absorb it, the more you get into it. When people say, Gemara is not for me. When people say, Gemara is not for me. The same people that say, football is not for them. What's pshat? I'm talking about playing football. The guys who say, if somebody, a kid comes over to you and says, I hate football. One thing you know for sure is, he's not good at football. One thing for sure. If he says he hates football, it's not because he's brilliant at football, he just doesn't like it. I've never seen anybody like that. It means he's obviously not good at it. So because he's not good at it, he says he hates it. That's fine. But if he would be good at it, he would start liking it. In other words, when you connect to it, you get into it. Lahavdil, that's a moshul. Lahavdil, when it comes to Gemara learning, or any learning, really. When you're learning something, if you are just looking at it as an outsider, what's the Chumash got to do with me? Oh, I'm just doing Shnai Mikra. No. If you're looking at that, then the Torah and you are like at a distance. But if you're trying to understand it, trying to absorb it, then it starts to make an impact. And then you're thinking, oh, I can remember the parasha, whatever it is that you're learning. And the only way to do that is to do chazor. Why? It's not because we're stupid. People are not stupid. Moshe Rabbeinu, why did you forget it? First, let's describe Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Hashem make him forget it? Why did he make him forget the Torah? So you might say, to give us all a bit of chizun. Yeah, look, even Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the Torah. That's also true. But you have to understand, what Moshe Rabbeinu was getting from Har Sinai was, you know, it was not just like a little devout Torah. He was getting the entire Torah Shel Ha'Peh. And the Chazal say elsewhere, everything that any Talmud would ever come up with, Moshe Rabbeinu was taught at Har Sinai. He's getting a lot. He's getting what we call a major download. Your computer wouldn't be able to cope with that one. It's like, you know, when the computer, no way, won't be able to cope with that one. Moshe Rabbeinu is getting so much, it needs the time to absorb it, as the parasha says in our parasha, and it needs time. The reason why you review it is so that it can be absorbed, you go over it. By the way, we do this naturally all the time. If you ever want to know something, whatever it is you want to remember, a shopping list. Okay, there you see the men struggling with a piece of paper, you're walking around with a trolley. No man wants to remember a shopping list. Okay, you don't have to waste your memory on that. But you want to remember something useful, right? So you go over it and go over it again. You go over it again. That's what you do. Why do you do that? So you absorb it. And it's the Gemara Mefreshes. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Nun Daled. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he taught it to us four times. First, Moshe Rabbeinu taught it. Then Aaron Okoyen. Then there was a repeat by Aaron's sons. And then to all of Klai, it was repeated four times. Every Yid heard it four times. And that is called learning. If you don't learn it four times, it's not really called learning. It's, you've seen it, you've heard it, it's in one ear, out the other. That's what it is. When I once went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked him this exact question. I said to him, you know, I just want to know, where's the Makor? You often hear that people say, you've got to learn something four times. That's why maybe some people say it's four lines at the top of the Gemara, Rashi, you know what I mean? But it's got four lines, it's sure you've got to go over something four times. I said, where's the Makor that you have to learn something four times? And if you don't, it's not called learning. He said, Gemara, Erevin Lundalit, of course it is. That's the Pshat, Rashi Rabbeinu taught it four times. In order that it's then, because you can't absorb things. We're not robots. And we often stand behind the geniuses. Oh, that person, yeah, that Odin God, hey, he's a genius. Oh, I know that guy, he's a genius. Let's not do the genius thing. You know, I once had the privilege of teaching in a certain yeshiva. I gave a shir, I can say which yeshiva, I gave a shir, a Bikir's shir in afternoon seder for whole year in Yeshiva's Eishat Torah. Now, the Magid shir before me, the one who left just before me was somebody called Eitan Feiner. Now, I don't know if anybody knows Eitan Feiner. Is an Iloi. Eitan Feiner is an absolute Iloi. He can quote newspaper articles and footnotes from 1964. Like, you know, everything. I can't read Mara McComas as far as he says them. Like, he's a super genius. So when he left and went to America, after he left and went to America, somebody mentioned to me, look, you know, they need a new Bikir's Rebbe. I know you're into Bikir's and you've got a whole method of going over things in Chazara. Why don't you do this? So I'm not interested. I called up the guy. I said, look, you know, I was told that he's left. I was thinking maybe I'll be good at this. He said, well, tell me how many Masechtos do you know on your fingertips? I said, look, to be honest, I try my hardest, but I'm not a genius. In fact, probably my best miler is that I'm not a genius. Why? Because when you look at Reitan Feiner, you say, well, he's a genius. So obviously he's going to do it. I'm a regular guy, and I don't necessarily have things on my fingertips, but I've got a method, and I try hard, and that's what I'm going to learn with the Talmidim, but you don't need to be a super genius to be able to be kind of Torah. It's available for everybody. If you work hard enough, you can get it. That's my minor. He couldn't help us ever come and tell me how many Mesefters. I said, I'm not him. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, I got the job there. I taught there. It was amazing, amazing experience. I want to tell you another story, which is shocking, but very, very powerful and very important. In that same year, I was teaching the Bekiyas Shir there, and it was a fantastic year. These guys were Bali Tshuva, and this is the method that we had. And I'm telling you the method because it works. The method works. Do people do it? That's a separate question. We used to learn, and I would give a shir, and it happened to be we did a daf, but it could have been an omid, it could have been half an omid, it could have been three lines. Fill in whatever gap you want. After the shir, they went over the material that we learnt four times. Really, you could say three, but you have it, because if you listen to the shir, it can count. If you didn't listen to the shir, you've got to do it four. You've got to do it four times, like the Gemara Erevin said. You do it four times. Now, I want to tell you what happens when you do something four times. This is Bodo Gemara. You don't even need to trust me on this. You can do it yourself. Try it on half a page of Gemara, and your life will never be the same again. And do the following. You go through a piece of Gemara. You then struggle, however you normally do it. You're Derech HaLimud, you learn it with Rashi and Tosfos, whatever. You learn it simple pshat. Try and get pshat as best as you possibly can. Learn it with a chavrusa, listen to a shir, whatever it is. You work on it. Okay. That is the longest amount of time that you usually spend on that Gemara. And at that point you say, oh, made it through. Okay, gotta go. Gotta go. Now when you say gotta go, you basically waved goodbye to what you just learned. You've gotta go. You know, I just schwitz. You work so hard at it. If you would just spend a little bit more time doing the following, it will transform your whole life. And that is, it took you, let's say, 40 minutes. I don't know, I'm making up figures. 40 minutes to go through the Gemara the first time that you were doing. You're doing half an hour, you spent 40 minutes, you worked hard at it, you got it clear. Okay, can you walk away and say at this point what you've learned? No. And you don't need to. You don't need to. Because then what you do is you go over it again. This time without Rashi, you do Rashi the first time. This time without Rashi, just go through the Gemara. Go through the Gemara again. And what you see is, firstly, you see things you never saw the first time. No question about it. Then, okay, things start to shape it up a little bit. Then after you finished it a second time, you do it a third time. Now, when I said the first time takes you, let's say, 40 minutes, the second time will take you maybe 20. Maybe. More likely, 15. If the first time took you 40, I would say about the second time, maybe 15 minutes. Then you know what you do after doing it twice? You do it again. You do it a third time. And when you do it a third time, now not just things start to slow into place, but it starts to trickle in. It's now starting to enter what's really going on. And that will not take you 15 minutes, it will take you 10 minutes. And then you do it a fourth time. And that will take you 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And by the fourth time, you should be able, and if it's a hard Gemara, maybe it'll take five, but by the fourth time, you should be able to close the Gemara and say, in about 45 seconds, this is what we've learned today. The Gemara had this question, the Gemara gave this answer, gave this proof to disprove it, and then gave this answer. Have a nice day. The 40 minutes for the first time, second time was maybe about 15 minutes, third time's 10, fourth time is about 5. It goes down each time, and you don't realize those extra times that you go over it, it makes the whole thing. You've walked away, and you actually feel like a mensch. I actually understand what's going on, and I can actually repeat over what I've learned today. That's what it's supposed to be. No frills, and there's no chiddushim, by the way. I'm not saying a single chiddush. I can show you in hundreds of Rishonim and Achronim that speak about this. But it's Bodo Gomenosa, just try it. There's no tricks here. It's just being able to give yourself time to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, which means to absorb the Torah. Let it go in, and that you do that by going over it again, and again, let it absorb, and then you walk away. So back to me in Yeshiva Zeisha Torah. I was giving a shir, and this is what we used to do. Afternoon Seder, we did a whole daf, it was a lot. And then we did Chazorah four times. The guys knew this cold. It was brilliant for me because they were really testing me. Oh, we're going to have a Gemara here and there. They knew it cold. So then I told this over to somebody and he said to me a tragic line. Tragic and painful line that is unfortunately true but so sad. And he said to me, you should know, I've been teaching Asian Torah and we've been doing this method and it's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing. And again, it's nothing to do with me. It's exactly nothing to do with me. The point is, if it's to do with the Magid Shir has got to give as clear a shir as he possibly can. But you hope any good teacher, any Magid Shir is going to do that. That's anybody. What we need to see is the people swimming themselves. They start learning themselves and you see the lights come on. Rabbis, I cannot tell you, there's nothing that gives me more hanor in this world than seeing somebody when he's finally kind of Gemara and you just see, oh, that lights come on. It's beautiful. Because it's the person themselves, it's the neshama that lights up. So this person, I said to this person, I said, you should know, I've been teaching in this yeshiva, the olam, my mom is flying, it's amazing. So he says to me, you know why? I said, why? He says, because they're Baalei Teshuva. They're Baalei Teshuva. And they are, they don't realize that they're naive enough to believe you. You tell them to do chazara that you can know it, and they believe you. Nebuch, they believe you, basically. I'm thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. I mean, you might be right, but that's ridiculous. So what have we trained ourselves? We've trained ourselves that, you know what, we learn, we open a Gemara, and we close it, and we say goodbye. Hello, that's a tragedy. So he's a Baal Teshuva, and therefore he's naive enough to believe me? That just sounds ridiculous. And that's what people say, yeah, it works with Baalei Teshuva, it works with younger children, because they also believe you. But sorry for adults, we just can't buy into this. Think about what you're just saying. How crazy is that? It works. Just we say, no, I'm sorry, I'm used to failure by now. I'm used to failure, so that's what it's about. Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom. Right? What a tragic statement that a person can say. Oh, they're Baalei Teshuva, they believe that you can actually learn something and remember it and know it. And again, each one on his level. A person has to know where he's up to. Yeah. But to walk away with something, Tamuda Biyodai. It says in the next world, Ashri Misha Bola Khan, Tamuda Biyodai. If you've got the Tamuda in your hand, what's Ashri Misha Bola Khan? Everybody knows. But when the Gaon says, Lakan is Gematria, 101. Everybody knows the famous Gemara. Ain't a dome is somebody learns something 100 times, 101. 101 is a lot. It's many times over. It's a lot. Right? We might not get to 101, but that's the idea. You know, they used to say the famous test of the Vilna Gaon. This is what they say. I've only heard it they say, but the idea is the same. The musik is there. That they, if you wanted to get into be a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, you had to do the following. One time somebody came for a faher. Faher with the Vilna Gaon, you can expect it's going to be a serious faher, right? You know, like a kolot or a kolot, just to begin with. So he said, okay, prepare the Gemara. Go away and prepare the Gemara. Okay. Comes back an hour later. Rabbi, I prepared the Gemara, I'm ready for the faher. Go again. I want you to go over again. Come back in half an hour. Okay. Come back again. Rabbi, I've done it a second time. Go again, come back. Okay, it goes again. So the Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon said, okay, that was your faher. What? He said, well, I just wanted to see, what would your reaction be when I told you to go over again? Would it be, oh, another opportunity to really try and absorb this in my bones? Would it be like, oh, here we go again? He wanted the Talmud that wanted to know it. That's how you get it. And what does this mean? We call it Kinyan HaTorah. What's a Kinyan? What is a Kinyan? How do you make a Kinyan? A Kinyan means you've absorbed something. Kinyan means it's connected. And let me just spend the last couple of minutes explaining this. You know, if you want to look up the halachas of Talmud Torah, you know where you look it up? In Yeridea. Yeridea. If you want to find the Gemaras about Talmud Torah, which Masechta? Bit of a test. Which Masechta do we find where the Gemara speaks at length about Talmud Torah? Kiddushin. Kiddushin. Strange choice. Kiddushin. Why is it in Kiddushin? And Kiddushin is all about Kinyonim. Do you know how Kiddushin works, the first parak? Here's a quick summary of the first parak. Kiddushin starts off speaking about marriage, which is one type of Kinyon. Ha'isha Niknes. Shalosh Drachim. Shalosh Drachim. That's the first part. Then we speak about acquiring land and acquiring movable objects. And then we speak about acquiring mitzvahs and acquiring Torah. That's the first parak. All about Kinyonim. Kiddushin is about Kinyonim. 1 minute, why is Kinyonim in Kiddushin? Kinyonim should be in Chayshem Mishpat. Kinyon means to make an acquisition. The answer is, a Kinyon is something which you connect to and you're bound to. When you get married, your wife is not a Kinyon. Sorry to say, even though it says the Lashon is Kinyon. That's because Kinyon is, a Kinyon means you're bound, connected to it in a very deep fashion. What is the deep connection of a marriage? A Kinyon. When the Torah says Kinyon, it means deep connection. You're koinery, it's part of you. You and your wife, ishtai kegufay. They're like one piece. And so too is your relationship with the Torah. It's got to be a Kinyon, it's got to be part of you. Who you are. That means you've got to absorb the Torah. You've got to be kind of Torah. To be koinery means to go over it again and absorb it. It becomes part of you. That you don't forget it. That is part of you. And that's to absorb the Torah. That's what it's doing in Kiddushin. Because just like marriage, you might ask me, by the way, so what's tables and chairs and land doing there as well? What's that? So that's a deeper answer. We haven't got time for that now. But that's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu goes back for Pachim Ketanim. What's he interested in? A couple of jugs. He's missing? Just go buy them and good for you down the road. What does he need? A couple of cheap jugs. The answer is because everything Yaakov had was to be used to Avodas Hashem. That was part of his Kinyon. He acquired the whole, even Yaakov Avinu's jugs were absorbed and part of his personality used and dedicated to Avodas Hashem. That's even the jugs, even the metaltelin, and even the land that a person has. That's something else. But real kinyan means when you connect to something, you're bonded to it, like marriage, like Torah. That's why it says, Chamesh kinyonim yesh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah, end of Avos. Hashem has five kinyonim. Hashem has plenty of kinyonim. He owns the whole world. What do you mean he has five kinyonim? There's five things that are specially connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Five things that are particularly close to Hashem. A kinyan means it's now close to you. That's what the Torah needs to be. For every one of us, and each person on his own level, you've got to absorb. And that's the point of doing Chazorah. Chazorah means not simply go over it again. It's not some painful experience. On the contrary, when you go over it again, you absorb it. It becomes clearer and clearer. And what's amazing is, it's never boring. You'll always see new stuff. And you just become clearer. It's so wonderful. I'm sure we can all relate to the fact that, have you ever been in discussion? I certainly have. In Gemara or anything where you've not understood what's flying. You're like discussing the Gemara and like people are talking about it and you're like, I don't know what's going on here. That's only because we don't have clarity. How do you get clarity? It's not because of intelligence. It's just because you haven't absorbed it yet. You haven't absorbed it yet. And by the way, often we think, oh wow, that guy's such a genius. He really hopped the whole Gemara straight away and he's really speaking about it. Not so fast. Everybody needs time to absorb. Everybody. Right? You've got to be normal in the Torah. You've got to be absorbed. And therefore, that's the point of Chazara. Chazara four times. Chazara, Chazara. Chazara, and then Chazara. See? Four. Right? It's got to be four times at least. That's the Gemara and Erevin. Because that's how you absorb the Torah. And that is the Ikkah when it comes to be kinder anything. If you want to be kinder something, you want to become part of you, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, you want to live it, you won't forget it. It's part of you. You don't wake up in the morning and forget what your name is. You don't. You don't remind yourself, okay, who am I today? Okay, yeah, that's me, it's my hand. You don't. Why? It's part of who you are. The closer something is, the more real it is to you, the more powerful it is to you, you don't forget those things. Things that are close to you cannot be forgotten. And that's the idea. The more that you bring in the Torah, the more and the more and more, then, and that's what even the Gedolei Yisrael, they didn't rely on the fact that they were geniuses, they knew all of Torah. They kept on doing Chazara. Number one, it's so crucial to always constantly keep it on the boil. Right? And number two, it shows Chavivus HaTorah as well. And you will enjoy it more. The more you get into it, the more you yourself, you absorb it, and the more it's enjoyable. And therefore, that is the, perhaps a Hakdama. And if you want to have a little bit more of a taster of experience of those people who have done this, and everybody can do it on each and every person's level. If you want to hear more about that, you're welcome to come this evening, Be'ez Hashem, in Kinloss, at 8 o'clock, doors open. To hear this, a little bit of a first-hand experience of those Machanchim, normal people. Not super geniuses, normal people. We're teaching regular other people, and everybody can absorb the Torah. The Torah is for everybody. Everyone should make a kinyan on the Torah. Have a nice day.